Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shai Avram Iyun HaParsha series. We are holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, in Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, we are privy to the Parsha of the Benois Tzlafchad, who came to claim a Yerusha, an inheritance, for themselves, because, as it were, at that time, they were not going to receive any Yerusha. And says the words of the Pasuk, as is famously known, Lama yigara Hashem avinu mitech mishpachtei, ki ein loy bein. Why should we be worse? Why should the name of our father be any worse? Because he has no son. Tana lanu achuza v'soich achei avinu. And ultimately, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, and therefore the daughters also became b'nois Yerusha, v'kach I halacha, v'chamishei chumshei Torah, shas and paiskim, that the daughters are also b'nois Yerusha. However, when it comes to Yerusha, it's important to understand, what is the Geder? How exactly does the Yerusha Poyel Eis? How does it operate? What is the mechanism of a Yerusha in Halacha? And I think we can derive that explanation to this question from a Machlekes brought down in Maramaka number 2, which is the Ritva in Ksuvis on Daflam Ches Mideis. The Ritva brings a Machlekes between the Ri and the Ra'ah. And the Shaila of Mtish, the Shaila they are discussing is whether if somebody is owed a knas, he's owed a fine, but he did not go to Beis Din yet to establish the knas, there was no Hamada B'Din. So it is in the preparatory stages that has yet to become definitive in Beis Din. Can that zchus, can that right that he is able to collect a knas, were he go to Beis Din, is that able to be passed on through Yerusha to his children? And says the Ri, Abba b'knas sheyesh le'odav ligvois machmas atzmoy, odav meirish lebonav, v'apilum koydim hamada b'din, even before Beis Din has concretized and realized this as an actual monetary entity, it can still be passed on to his children, the Yerush krod ne'avu arpu, v'rabbeinu za, which is the Ra'ah Sofer, the v'shom knas in odav meirish knas lebonav koydim hamada b'din. Says the Ra'ah, I disagree with the Ri. There's no such thing as one who is able to inherit to his children the right to collect a knas, to connect a fine. Of course, if Beis Din has already acted upon it, then it's a regular financial instrument. But before Beis Din has done hamada b'din, it's only a right, it's only a zchus, and that zchus one is unable to transmit and pass on to his children. So of course, as we always do in the Chabura, what is the machlokes between the Ri and the Ra'ah? Whether one is or is not able to cause an inheritance to pass on to his children the right to collect a knas. And if you look at the Sefer Ruach Eliyo, the Mamaka number 3, I paraphrase it over here for the source of brevity, he explains this machlekes as the fundamental fulcrum of which all of Yerusha rests upon. What is Yerusha? Is Yerusha a status succession, or is it a property succession? Meaning, do the Yerushim become like the Meirish? The father who passes away, his son takes the place of the father. It is Yerush Krod De'Avua. Or is it a property succession? That whatever property the father has, that property now gets passed on to his children. Says the Ruach Eliyo, Hinei Koydem Hamada B'Din, Ein HaKnas Nechshav Mamon. We know that before Hamada B'Din, before Beis Din has acted and determined the Knas, does not have a status of Mamon. It's a right to collect something. If the geder of Yerusha is passing on the property of the father, because it is not in the category of property of money that can be passed on to one's children. That's if it's a property succession, it is not defined as property to be able to have the din of Yerusha. Ulam im haben oimed tachas aviv. But if the pshat is that it's a status succession, that the child becomes in the place, in the stead of the father, ben kra de avua, the nechshav kemamshich es mekaymai, afskos hatviya oiveres alava kafe shitas ari. So a fundamental machlekes ushayne. Is Yerusha a status succession? Include what the Ra'ah says, the yerush kra de avuahu. The child becomes like the father. So if the father had the right to collect it, the child has the right to collect it. It is, as it were, the father was cloned and is now the child. Or is it much more monetary, much more financial, much more transactional, that a father's property gets passed on to his children? The father passed away, The children now get it. Well, of course, it has to be that that property is under the rubric of being a financial instrument that can be transacted upon. If it cannot, because it's a kenas, the mela, the child cannot inherit. That is the way the Ruch Elio sets it up. And really, Rabbi Chana, in Klevich Yon Chelik Beis, and Simon Yud Beis, has these same tutsadim, but he says it depends. Some Yarshim are status succession, are ben kra davua, and some Yarshim are familiar or property succession, the classic transactional Yerusha. And he says it depends. A son or a daughter take the stead or in place of their parent. Any other relative, a cousin, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, etc., those are all just property succession. Says Rabbi Chanan, Baharehu ki ilu de dafka be ben, hadin kain shehu kom tachas aviv. Baharehu ki ilu achiv chai. Marmaka number 4, strong words of Rabbi Chanan. It's mamar that the father was cloned in the son, and therefore he is able to come in the stead of his father. Aval b'shari yarshim she'inam nechshavim k'may ha'mayrish ba'atzmai, ela she'in zeichin v'nechse ha'mayrish. So we have this formulation of Rabbi Chanan and the Ruach Elio that there are two gedarim, there are two parameters to the din of Yerusha. Either it is in the geder of a property succession, or it is a status succession. That is the Hakira that we are going to put forth. It's interesting because there's a Rambam and a Meiri in Maramukka number 5 and 6 that we can also use these two dinim to shtel on. The Rambam says in Maramukka number 5, what about a goy? Does a goy have the din Torah of Yerusha or not? Leaving out the secular courts, how they operate with probate, but in dinei Torah, does a goy have Yerusha? Says the Rambam, he has some part of Yerusha. Ha'akam Yerush is Ovid Var Torah, Avashah Yerusha Seyem, Manichen, Ayaselef, Even Hagam. Says the Ram in Maramukka number 5, Nachweis Vates, he has a limited Yerusha. To his children, there's Yerusha. But to grandchildren, or to brothers, or to uncles, or to even a father, there's no Yerusha. Says the Meiri, what the Ram I'm talking about? Maramukka number 6, the Meiri in Kiddushin, Yudzayim and Beis. Hagoy Apapi Shuhume Oivde Elilim Omina Omnes Hakadomais, Shaloi Haya Gidurais, Vidarche Hatera, Hadosai, Sarihu Bechla Yerusha Shaltera, the Yerush is Ovid Vishar Marishim. Says the Meiri, no. There's a regular Yerusha that goes to a son, and then to a father, and then to a brother, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So the Meiri makes a lot of sense. If you have Yerusha, you have Yerusha. It should go in all directions, down, up, sideways. It's a regular Yerusha. But how do you understand the Rambam? That he says a goy has Yerusha, but it's limited to a son or to a daughter. It doesn't go to a father, it doesn't go to a brother, it doesn't go to a cousin. Maman of Shach, if it is a din of Yerush, so Yerusha should be all the way. And if there's no din Yerush, so it should become Hefker, and kol ha'kodem zachaloi. So says the Stipler in Baba Basra Nun Aleph in the Kisvei Stipler in Maramukka number 7, with Rabbi Chanan's Yisoid, you could answer the Rambam. Again, Rabbi Chanan said a chiddush, that a child is inheriting because he takes over the status of the father. A child is what we'll call status succession, like we said. Everybody else is only property succession. So says the Stipler in Maramukka number 7, that pshat in the Rambam. That of course goyim have status succession. A child can be b'makom ha'av. Ben kra da avua applies side to a Yisrael, side to a goy, both to a Jew and to a non-Jew. So therefore, when the father dies, it's not that the son inherits, the son becomes like the father. So of course, he takes over the property. However, a goy does not have property succession. The whole Yerusha tree, the whole inheritance pathway and algorithm, that a goy does not have. He doesn't have any property succession, and therefore it ends by the son or the daughter, and does not go beyond the scope because it's an entirely different mechanism. Again, we have a shaila. Is Yerusha a status succession, a ben kra da avua, he takes the place of the father, or is it a property succession, the money gets passed down from one to the next? And with that, Rabbi Chanan and the Stipler, we understand the Rambam, that a guy has only the first din of ben kra da avua, but not the second, the tzveita din of you have the typical gidre Yerusha of property succession. Let's go to another part of Yerusha. And today, Lahavdil, your course is in comparative whatever. So this is a course in comparative Yerusha. So we discussed the Yerusha of a Yid. We discussed the Yerusha of a Goy. Let's go to another type of Yerusha, the Yerusha of a husband and wife. If you look at Maramukka number 8, this is in Chedusha of Shmuel and Baba Basra for Fest, just to keep track of all the Achreinim. So far we had a Rabbi Chanan, we had a Stipler, and now we have a Rabbi Shmuel as well. And we know that a wife is inherited by her husband. And Claire's Reb Shmuel, is this a classic, what we would call Yerusha, the regular Yerusha because of relationship, a relational inheritance? just like a son, a brother, a father, a cousin, a great uncle, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. It's a regular kurva dika yerusha, or maybe it is an economic right that Chazal or the Torah gave the husband that now he owns his wife as it relates to her property when she passes away. Is it like a regular Yerusha? It's a relationship type of inheritance. And the Chiddush is that the husband is the strongest relative. Oy Dilma, or says Rabbi Shmuel, maybe not. The Ein Yerushas Machmas Kurva Kamoy Shar Yershim El Yerushas Habal Hu Mekinyane Bezchusei Habal BeIshtoi Kamoy Shchar Zechusei Mamayin Sheish Lebal LeIshtoi VeFanami Zochel LeYerushas Ishtoi Achar Maisa. He gets Maisa Yedayim. He gets her Nechsei Milug. He gets a Chek Nitzon Barzel. He also owns her property when she passes away. But it doesn't really go in Hochas Yerusha. Really, it goes in Hochas Mamay. And just for brevity, we're not going to see it inside. But look at my Machlokes number 9. It's Machlokes the Rambam and the Raavad. And they have a Shaya that can fundamentally you make a Tanai. Can you make a monetary stipulation and forgive or transact on the inheritance of one's wife when she's still alive? And the Rambam is Mashma that fundamentally, yes. And the Raavad is Mashma, absolutely not. If you look at the Lishonis, the Rambam says, V'afa pishuhu mamayin. The Rambam is clear. He understands that it is an economic right and not really an inheritance. And the Raavad is clear from his Lashonai that absolutely not. It's irregular in Yerusha, no different than anybody else. So the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raavad is the inheritance of a wife because of relationship, a normal inheritance, or it is an economic right that the Torah or Chazal gave to him. It's interesting, the Leiv Simcha, one of the Gerebs, it's brought down that when his wife passed away, Marmaka number 10, it says, Osa Haleiv Simcha Chazaka Be'achas Mechefte Shal Ishtoi Ve'omar Sheyesh Din Cheyusha Shul Mekayim Achshav Es HaMitzvah Shal Reyesh. But he went and transacted and made a kinyan on his wife's property. And says the Achreinim, explained the Leiv Simcha, if it's just regular Yerusha, that doesn't need any kinyanim, it's automatic. Seems to be arrived from the Leiv Simcha Akapanim, he felt it just was a monetary right that he can access his wife's property, and therefore he had to go do a kinyan on it so he should become the owner. Again, if it was classic inheritance, classic Yerusha, there'd be no reason for a Maisa kinyan. Let's do one more Yerusha. And I think everybody will feel that is sufficient for today's Chabura. That is the Yerusha of a Yavam. We know if someone does Yibam, he inherits the property of the brother who was Nifter. But it's a Machlekes in the Mishnah at Yivamis on Daf, Mem Omer Aleph. What happens if the father is still alive? So the son dies, and the brother does Yibam, but the father is still alive. Who gets the money? The father or the brother? Says the Mishnah, Akanes Es Yivimtoi Zacha Benechasim Shal Ofer. The Rakama says, the Yavam gets the money. The father gets it. So what is the hazard of this machlokes? Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Does the father get the money, or does the Yavam get the money? And this also rests on the fulcrum of how do we understand the Yerusha of a Yavam. Not a Yerusha of a regular Yerush, not a Yerusha of a Goy, not a Yerusha of an Isha, but a fourth type of Yerusha, and that's the Yerusha of a Yavam. So we understand as well, it is a classic relationship type of inheritance. It is a relational inheritance. Just that the Yavam overrides all the other brothers. Or maybe, really, it is, like the first side, way back in the beginning, it is a status succession. That the Yavam becomes, in the stead, in the place of the brother. Look inside, Rav David Soloveitchik clears this Chakira in Ma'amaka number 12. Again, is it a classic type of relationship Yerusha? Or is it a Yerusha where the Yavam is in the place of the Ach HaNifter? So it plugs in very simply. If it is a classic relationship type of Yerusha, so who comes first, a brother or a father? A father comes first. A father comes first. It doesn't matter if you did Yibam. A father overrides the brother. Of course, the Yavam overrides the other brothers. But a father is the number one Yerush in this situation, and therefore he will win. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Tanakama, this is not regular Yerusha. This is Yavam Kra de Achiv Hames. The Yavam is in the place of the brother who was Nifter. Therefore, of course, the father doesn't win. If the brother who died was still alive, his property belongs to him, the Yavam becomes in his place. And therefore, the Yavam is the one who keeps the property, Ayin Sham, in the Devarim HaNefloim of the David Salavetia. So we had four types of Yerusha. We had regular Yerusha. We had Yerusha of a Goy. We had Yerusha of an Isha. We also had Yerusha of a Yavam. Just to keep us in mind, there are more. There's also Yerusha of Srara, Yerusha of a Melech, Yerusha of a Shtelar, Of course, we're not going to get into that today. Everyone should have tremendous hatzlacha and have a wonderful Shabbos.